and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters, day 324. How are we all doing? Oh, Jonathan just pipped Simon to it. Excellent. Oh, good evening, Jonathan. How was Tuesday? Hello, Simon. Have you got snow? We've not got snow. Mind you, I've seen the snow everywhere else and it looks like naughty snow. So that's fine. We'll save it for another day. I'm predicting Saturday, it being the 6th of February. Hello, Paul. Bet you've not got snow down under. We've got about, what's 12 centimetres in English? 4.5 inches?
No, it's not a foot.
Centimetres, not inches, dear. This is why you don't ever let Mike measure anything. Never ends well.
About four to four and a half inches.
Oh, maybe one day travel will be allowed. Yeah, not anytime soon. No. Oh, Leeds was totally covered, according to parents. Oh, dear. As long as they weren't going anywhere. Oh, I know. It is so, so sad about Captain Tom. I didn't think it was good news when they took him to hospital, but... You know, how did he get COVID? If he only went to hospital on Sunday and they tested him and he was positive, how? It's just so, so sad. But apparently he already had pneumonia. Don't know where that came from either, but oh, it is. He was such a lovely, lovely man and an inspiration. So today feels a little bit darker today, because he was always saying there'll always be a brighter tomorrow. We also have news that the UK variant has a variant of its own. I don't know why they're bothering vaccinating anymore. They don't know what they're doing. They did say, because of the variant, if you're still following along here, they might give a different second dose. And I'm thinking, do you remember the phrase, led by the science? Mm. Yeah, that. So we won't talk about AstraZeneca because Michael gets struck off. So we'll leave all of that alone.
No, but there was this morning when they say there was about 100 people with a new variant.
Yeah.
And my mum said, I don't believe them.
What got me was I was breaking out in hives. You know what we said about Kath not liking even to hear the word dentist? I realised that, you know, me just avoiding going to the doctors. I'm like, oh, I'm not concerned about going to the doctors. I just don't go. And I watched them deliver these tests. And then they rolled up later in the afternoon to collect them. And I'm breaking out in hives. And I'm thinking, I just don't want them anywhere near the door, popping things through. I'm thinking of barricading the door now. Now, if they want to get anything to me, they're going to have to send it via Amazon. Because they're the only ones who get anywhere near. But literally, they are turning up at your house and they're dropping these things off. The phrase used, let me get this right for you, was anybody over 18 will be offered a test. I thought, offered a test at the point of a gun or something. Because, you know, my answer from the upstairs window would be not on your bike. So I don't know. But then they turned up back in the afternoon and I'm thinking, but that needs to be in the COVID cave for 3 weeks. I think we should put them on to Dr. Kim and let Kim sort it out. You can't do that in one day, can you? Oh, it's not good. Hello, Paul. How are you? Hello, Pete. They need to give these variant names like they do storms. Variant Doris. They're not taking it seriously to start with, Jonathan. Can you find me the link to that video about the guy in his socks? It summed it up. My answer to it was, let's get the army on the streets. Oh, it was this bloke that two police officers were on COVID duty. And they obviously had a report from someone like young Jonathan, who had reported that there was more than... who should be there at this party. And these two coppers turned up, knocked on the door. The guy admitted that there was more in the house than should have been and closed the door and said, well, you know, I'll send them out. And he did, through the window.
I found it, so I searched for BBC Police COVID socks.
Put the link in, mate.
There it is.
So we went to Barbados. I mean, on what planet's that a good idea? I know it was a bucket list and now he's gone. But, you know, you shouldn't be. Nobody should be travelling. Nobody. So this guy with his socks, obviously they'd gone out the window. There was a 40-foot drop, but they'd escaped. So the coppers run out the building and catch this goon round the back. He'd forgotten to take his shoes, so he was trying to do a runner in just his socks. UK, January, not a good idea. And then he's trying to get away from them, and he says, quite frankly, you've ruined my evening. I just wanted to watch the match with me mates. I thought, what part of global pandemic do you not get, you muppet? So they said they had a chat with him and he understood by the end. I thought, no. People like that are too stupid to understand anything. Hence army on the streets. He got a £200 fine. So he didn't get to see the match with his mates. He's lost his shoes. His feet are sopping wet. And he gets a £200 fine. I think they should get a criminal record while they're at it. I really do. But that's where we are. So your doctor, is that Fauci? Who said we don't need to wear masks. Then we do need to wear masks. Then we need to wear two masks. Now he says we only need to wear one again. Oh, Dick, can I admit to doing something? Which everybody needs to sit down, because this is so shocking. It has been done before, but only once. And I never, ever, ever thought it would be done again. So it's one of those things. I uttered the infamous words to Mike. It was a week last Sunday, wasn't it? I uttered these immortal words to Mike. Pass me a needle and thread. It only happened once before. That was when Mike got his Queen outfit, if you remember. And when he opened it, the day of the gig, it was split up the side. The stitching hadn't caught. So there I am trying to stitch him into a pair of trousers. Could have done with Pete on standby, to be honest. I mean, that was never going to end well, was it? Well, this time I was looking at these masks and I said to Mike, these masks are a bit thin. I said, give me three of them. So we got, the standard, the ones that look like doctors, only they're probably not as good, those. So I stitched three of them together. I stitched all the little ear things together and all the front pieces together. I stitched them together. So we had a super mask. I had to get rid of one. It was crumpled, wasn't it? It wouldn't lie flat. So I replaced that with another one. So we now have triple strength masks. So I went one better than him, Kim. I said, pass me three. On the basis, I was thinking, what would I get a needle and thread through? And you know what's even more frightening? You've all fainted now, haven't you? I even said to Mike, when I said where the thread was, came in, Mum had managed to buy, she liked lime green, and I like turquoise, and she'd managed to buy exactly the right cotton, the colour, so I used the turquoise one on it. Oh, it was a work of art. Oh, they shouldn't be having a party, period. I totally agree, whether they're the right number of people or the wrong number of people, nobody should. You're quite right, Simon, people have already died because people are insisting on their rights. I wonder if they'd like a right to die. Because, you know, if the ones that went out were the ones who died, we'd have been out of this mess by now. We would. Fighting for the right to party, the Beastie Boys.
I was just going to say that.
God help us when they get older and run the country. They'll be dead by then, Jonathan, through their own stupidity. Natural selection will have occurred. They'll insist on their right to skydive with no parachute. What we should do is tell them that the parachutes are a really, really, really bad idea, and then they can parachute without them, and that'll solve the problem. Mind you, can I just say, Jonathan, you say that, you know, when they get older and run the country. I'll just say one word. Boris. Simon will say one word. Bongo. And then you'll realise, could we be in much more of a mess? And if we could, that's not good. That is not good. Oh, so that's where we're up to today. So sewing was done again. Obviously, this is, I'd like to say once in a lifetime, but it's proved to be twice in a lifetime so far. What are you doing next to me? You're in the right mood. She's next to me. She's refusing a treat. So she is definitely in a mood. Having said that, you did, whatever you're doing, you can stop doing that. Before, she did have 4 half biscuits because they were in a bag and they were broken. And she refused those the other day because they were broken and she wanted full ones. Today, she was more compliant because she realised I had the bag in my hand and she was stood in front of the drawer. So they couldn't be put back until she'd eaten them all. She's so savvy. So she's eaten 4 biscuits and she's happy. You're allowed to do as you please, except dance and do gymnastics. And nothing has changed. Plenty of mixed messages going on. Plus, there are no vaccines to be had in the country, county. What's wrong with them? And what's wrong with dance and gymnastics? Why is that less safe than sitting having your nails done, breathing all over each other? Because, you know, gymnastics, you're not as close. I never was with gymnastics, but you know me and gymnastics. I used to sit there pondering how I could climb a rope. And the answer was I was going to need a ladder. I just can't fathom it. I mean, Scotland is talking about sending the kiddies back to school. This is going to rumble on, like Kim predicted, months and months and months ago, for at least 3 years. And yet, I really do believe it could have been sorted in 6 months if people weren't so flaming selfish. I am still in the house, still not left the house, still doing what Pete says. I'm good, aren't I?
You are.
I didn't think what I was doing was that difficult, but, you know, clearly it has proved to be virtually impossible for other people. So I think I should be given a medal. Can somebody nominate me for a damehood for not leaving the house for a year? That would be rather good of you. I think I'm the only one on the planet who's managed that, apart from Kim. Kim's doing very nicely with it. We've got brains. That's the thing. We've got brains. Hello, Tracy. It is so sad about Captain Tom. We dumped Captain Tom. Yeah. I guess at least he got to see Barbados, but I don't think it was a good idea. Well, it proved not. It wasn't a good idea, was it? I mean, you're coming home and you're going through airports where the borders have never been closed. So if you think about an airport and somewhere like an underground station, if somebody's got it on their hands, it's everywhere and they're not cleaned properly. So what else has been going on today? Is it Tuesday and not much?
It was bin day.
Oh, it was. It was bin day. But it wasn't real bin day, so I'm not interested. I only like it when it's grey bin day. That means real rubbish. Mind you, it was blue bin day, wasn't it? So it's a wonder the bins weren't raided.
Oh, yeah.
Blue bin day being cardboard day and there being a global lack of cardboard because I've ordered too much from Amazon, basically. You're enjoying your little self there.
Mm.
shall we play the Matt Biters Can Guess What You're Up To?
Yeah.
We'll have to rustle that thing again so they know. What does that sound like to you? I'll give you a clue. He's got a smile on his face. Good night, Jonathan. For Wednesday, where's the week? Oh, you tell me about it. Oh, Tracy. No, that sounds bad. Oh, didn't work. What's the alternative treatment or dare one ask? Oh, no. Oh, that's it. They see something has been happening. Good grief. Paul is the proud owner of a MacBook Pro upgraded to Catalina. I'm glad you decided not to go any further. And Paul in Ohio got an Amazon delivery without the cardboard box on the outside. That they're shipping them apparently in recycled plastic, but I don't know what that means. I don't know whether they mean a plastic bag. Now, when Sarah comes in, I do have an image to share with Sarah. Because she was talking about things that were shipped without a cardboard box. And I said, there's usually they tell you and they give you an option to add a cardboard box. And she couldn't find it. Well, I ordered something today and it said, you know, this ships with, I don't know, I don't exactly know what, let me have a look what the wording was. Come on. Right, where is it? This item arrives in packaging that reveals what's inside. To hide it, choose ship in Amazon packaging at the checkout.
She's right under your chair now.
I won't move. So that's what I did. So I shall put in there. Another thing you can do is add the gift options, because then they have to put the gift card in, and then the gift card's got to be in a box. So I will share that with Sarah if and when she joins us. Oh, it's Groundhog Day. What? Officially Groundhog Day? Ooh. Oh, it was the whiteboard, was it, Paul? In just the packaging. Mine came in a brown box. There wasn't anything inside it packaging-wise. The brown box was it. It had, as you saw it in the unboxing, it just had like squidgy plastic at either end. But you know, it shipped okay. So is this genuine Groundhog Day? Is this the one where the groundhog, I only know this very vaguely, where the groundhog's kind of put down and then does something, announces something, and you're going to have 6 more weeks of winter. Oh, dear. Tracy's never found the shipping Amazon packaging option. OK, let me share this, and then I will post the link to it. It's definitely there. I have put a red box around it. So let me get that shared. Should we do a Google Drive on that? Because it never shares anywhere else, does it? Oh, it's logged me out again, Mike. I've literally 5 minutes ago said, don't log me out.
You kept doing that to me.
Always allow accounts Google to work. No, just do it now. I don't want to choose this. Can't you just open? I don't know if that did it or not. Let's try again. Sign in required. Yeah, well, I've done that. So why don't we do the sharing business? No, I need you to share it. I need you to sign in for the 50th time. Okay, let's do that. Right, let's allow it. And then let's choose the application. Let's choose Snagit. Has that done any good at all? Oh, my word, it has. Right, okay. Let's put the date in and put Amazon packaging. And that should work. Fingers crossed, she said. Right, it's ready to be pasted. I will paste it into an incognito window, which will prove whether it works or not, she said. And it's not letting me paste into an incognito window. What do you mean, get pocket? I don't want to go to pocket. Crying out loud. I want an incognito window. Just open me one of those. Right, got it. Is it alive? It's alive. It's a miracle. Oh, it does say sign in. So, yep, it's working. Awesome. Right, there we go. That's what it looks like. It's usually underneath. I can imagine if you're buying it and you're adding it to your basket, you know, you may miss that because you're intent on adding it to your basket. But like I said, you can either choose shipping Amazon packaging at the checkout or add gift options. If you add a gift option, they put a card with it for free of charge. Now, obviously, this was an item for me. So it said, enjoy your gift from Elaine. And I just left it. I'll enjoy that when it arrives. Oh, it's February the 2nd. I did not know that, Kim. I knew it was January, February time. But it's not on any calendars or stuff. So now I know. Since it was snowing, well, Phil was, you think it's a foregone conclusion winter will last a little bit longer. I don't see that we're going to get any decent weather probably till April. Trouble is, it'll go from the sublime to the ridiculous. It'll go from absolutely freezing and 6 inches of snow to scalding hot and can't open the windows because the virus will get in and the virus will mutate it. Mind you, if it gets really, really hot, doesn't that kill the virus faster? So should we have fingers crossed on that or not? Not. No, because I can't be doing with the heat. The heat's worse than the cold for me. Apart from the fact I can't buy ice cream at the moment, can I? Because it might be infected. That does not thrill me. It doesn't. Did that go into public, I wonder? Date modified. Let's try that. No, it didn't. I wonder where it did go. Oh, how interesting. That thing I just shared, I've no idea where it went. Do you not like a bit of snow? I love snow, Simon. I adore it. What I don't like, I don't care how cold it gets. It could be like minus 12 and I'd be fine. You can always put a jumper on. You can always put the fire on. You can't take your skin off in July, which is my problem. But it's not nice snow. At the moment, all we've got is rain. It's just incessant rain. So when Lola goes out, she comes back absolutely drenched. She doesn't want to be dried. She's getting all uppity about it. And to be honest, like she'll be doing the potty dance. She'll get to the back door and then she looks at the rain and like, it's all right, I won't bother.
Mm, she does, actually.
She's a little menace. She did that at 1:30 this morning, didn't she?
Mm.
Yeah. I want the potty. I need to potty dance. Need to potty dance. Gets downstairs. Oh, it's raining. Tell you what, Dad, you do it for me. Thank you. And tried to get back upstairs. Dad was wise to it. Dad was like, no, not happening. You've come down. You're going. But then, of course, she came back in and then she had to be dried. So it's just drizzly, horrible rain. If it was freezing cold, I'd be fine. Absolutely fine. Snow is just fantastic. I could sit and play with snow all day. We've had more snow this year than I would say the last 5 years put together. But not like where it's 6-7 inches and you can play happily in it for days. It's like a dusting of it and then it's gone. Then the next day, more of a dusting of it. So we did well for about 2 or 3 days. And that was nice. That was enough to make snowballs and play with. So we like that. Oh, I now need to research Groundhog Day. I've heard of it and I've heard of the film. No, obviously I've not seen the film because, you know, me, films, no. But I know the principle of it. And we've had Groundhog Day for about a year now, haven't we? Oh, look at its little face. They do look cute. I think Lola would like to meet one. Mind you, Mayor wanted to see a skunk once, didn't he? Saw a skunk on the TV. Got quite attached to it. And I said, no, Mayor, no. Oh, there's a lot of stuff here about sign up for this and sign up for that. I didn't realise it was that long ago either. A rodent meteorologist. I'm not even going to talk about Gobbler's Knob. And I'm definitely not going to try and pronounce that. Pennsylvania's fine. It's the other bit. With an X in it. Words shouldn't have X's in because it can be said so many different ways. It's like who to spot and how to spot. It's been who to spot for years and now apparently it's how to spot. So I've got to retrain my poor brain. A bit like Yeat and Yate.
Mm.
Why would you pronounce Y-A-T-E Yate? Where's the R? How would you know that? It's clearly yacht, as in yacht. But no, it's yate. Pax a Tony. Tony? Pax a Tony. I will stick with that then. We'll stick with that. Call it done. Places shouldn't have weird names. Although I was watching a video from one of the true crimers that I watch and she covered a case and she said, and it was a British case and she said, I am not going to pronounce this right. And she then said, where's so-and-so when you need them? And this was a UK true crimer. Anyway, the place was it Hertfordshire? I think it was Hertfordshire. And her, she wasn't far off, but it was interesting. It's like Birmingham and Birmingham. With us, it's a silent H, Birmingham. So she was nearly there. She was so nearly there. Simon lives down the road from Yate. It makes me feel like a snob. I hate the place. Oh, Simon. What is the forensic analysis here?
So what he was doing yesterday.
So how's it going?
Something to do with forensic music, I think.
Oh yes,
I vaguely remember in the chat.
Yes, the copyright claim,
yeah,
thing.
That
sounds fantastic. That really does sound fantastic. The girl didn't attempt an English accent. There was another one who was struggling with something in. It was either the Ukraine or Poland, and she put a map up, and there was this location on it, and I looked, and she said, not even going there. And I looked at it. I thought, oh, how difficult could it be? And I went, yeah, neither would I. It was a really bad one, because it had got the, is it umlauts over an O?
Umlauts.
Umlauts. Yeah. So I know that that's supposed to give you some indication of pronunciation. But if you don't know, then what that actually means you should do with the letter, it's not helpful at all. Just terrifies you. Mind you, we spent about 25 minutes arguing over a comma yesterday, didn't we?
An apostrophe.
An apostrophe. The laugh of it was, after much research, we came to the conclusion we were right in the first place. It was one of those things about, what was it? Something possession.
Yeah.
Plural possession. And the thing was, I actually said to Mike, because when I started high school, which we do at 11 here, my first year at 11 to 12, we were on, and it was in the 1970s, so it was all experimental. We were on an experimental syllabus, and the idea was everything was incredibly practical. We didn't do things like nouns, adverbs and whatever. They were never even mentioned. We did poems and stuff like that, but we never did proper grammar. Then I moved schools and they assumed I'd done all of that in the first year, which I hadn't. I then said to Mike, you know, we didn't do this. And Mike said, no, neither did we. And I said, it wasn't just me then. And the thing was, what had happened, every high school that was a high school was on this experimental syllabus, but the grammar schools weren't. But because I went to a grammar school out of the area the first year, they were on this experimental thing. So when I went to a grammar school for the second year, they looked where I'd came from, saw how it was from a grammar school, and therefore assumed I'd done it that year. No wonder I hated school, is it? Right, didn't know what the lab was doing. Oh, so it's always a fine line between something being inspired by something and copying it. This case had some hilarious sides to it, currently under NDA. We will love to hear about it when you can talk about it, Simon. Sometimes I listen to a piece of music and think, it sounds like, I mean, really sounds like. Slow Hand, the Pointer Sisters. The beginning of it sounds like another song, a completely different song. And then it goes into Slow Hand. You think, oh, yeah, yeah, it's Slow Hand, isn't it? I'm trying to think what one of the other ones is. Basically, it's just like a little clip of it that sounds distinctly like something else. But maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Don't know. We had great fun, actually, didn't we? End of the month. Oh, yeah. End of the month, the credit card got changed. So we needed to update the dates on the credit card. The thing was, that's not the first time in the last however many years. About 6 months ago, they unilaterally changed the number on my card of this thing. We both have a card and they both used to have the same number and now they don't. Well, honestly, it was like pin the tail on the donkey, wasn't it? Every service you went into had a different way of doing it. With Google, you can't edit a card. You've got to add a new one and you can't delete a card. So now I've got two cards on there and I'm looking at them thinking, but I don't need the other one because it's out of date anyway. But you can't delete it. Other ones you need to edit the card. Yet other ones you need to add a card and then delete the first card. Other ones needed the card deleted and then adding another card. It took hours. But we managed to save some money while we were doing it, didn't we?
We did.
Oh, yeah. We found out we were on Spotify Family. And that was because I had Spotify Premium and Mike didn't. And for Mike to have Spotify Premium would have doubled the cost from £10 a year to 20, a month to 20. So that would have been £240 a year. So Mike said, oh, I don't listen to it that much. I'm not bothered. And then I said, well, hang on. You say you're not bothered. I said, how do you fancy it for a fiver? So Mike was like, oh, yeah, I'll have it for a fiver. And it was a family account. And we've had that for ages. Anyway, I'm logged in to change this credit card. They'll wish they'd not bothered me about it now. Because we logs in and Spotify Family is for 6 users. So I'm assuming mummy, daddy and 4 kids, which is generous. I said to Mike, this will be something cheaper where it's just, you know, mummy, daddy and Lola's not bothered. Anyway, there is. They created something called Spotify Duo, which is for 2 adults in the same household. Or 2 people in the same household. So we've taken the bill down from £15 a month to £13 a month. It's worth having. because we're never going to use the other four, so there's no point keeping it. The features are identical. It's just that it's for two people and not six people. So if you signed up and you signed up for family and there's only two of you, whip back, have another look and save some money. All right. Oh, Paul, a Teams meeting. Lucky you. See you tomorrow. Enjoy.
I was on one of those today. I put my camera on.
You're showing off your hair, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, everyone else put the camera on. So I said I'm going to put my camera on because I have my hair cut.
Just draw attention to it. If there's any glory to be had for that, it's coming my way, I assume.
Well, obviously.
Thank you.
I tell everyone you did it.
As I wield the scissors.
Yeah. I can hardly say I went out in lockdown.
Well, no, best shot anyway. You'd only get yourself fined. Meme on Twitter today is teachers wanting a snow day for virtual teaching. No, it doesn't work like that. Just saying. It doesn't work like that. That's just... God. Aren't we all supposed to be pulling together, it being a pandemic, you know? You do not get a snow day for virtual teaching. Unbelievable. Well, that's the other thing, Tracy. You might want to keep the family one if you're prepared to share addresses. But we have, there's no point for us, none at all. So we would probably have gone for the duo back when we went for family. But we went for family because there was no option. The other one that we've got is Family Amazon. Which is interesting. It's fascinating with Amazon Prime, what you can share and what you can't share. You can share delivery. Now, to me, that obviously the person has to live at the same house. Obviously. I do stuff like that for Nina and Rachel. If they want something tomorrow, neither of them have Prime. Kath does, but neither of them have Prime. So they'll just PayPal me the money and then I'll order it and it'll arrive at their house the next day. But that's using my Prime to send somebody a gift, if you're with me. But the person that you live with, you can share delivery and you can share access to Prime Video, can't you?
Yeah.
But you didn't get the books, which was bizarre. I don't understand that, because you're either sharing or you're not. I don't see two people paying for Prime in the same household. I did notice the other day, Mike... Amazon Prime Video. I think there's a new footy thing on it.
Oh.
Let's have a look, see if I can find it. I think it was Liverpool, behind the title winning season. So you might not want to watch it because it's Liverpool.
I don't want to watch that.
You don't want to see them win the league?
No.
Oh, my.
Well, I did watch City win the league.
That was
a very interesting documentary.
Well, I think it's one of those.
Mm. I might watch it then. They need to do a United one behind the scenes.
United need to win something. That'd help. Let's have a look. I think it was actually basically, you know that All or Nothing thing? Because they're both called that, aren't they?
Yeah, and the Tottenham one was All or Nothing.
Yeah, it was something like that, but I think it was really showing you the manager, what's his name?
Klopp.
Klopp, that's right. Let's try Klopp.
Clippity-Klopp.
Nope, that's inside Borussia Dortmund. Have you seen that one?
I was halfway through that one. It was in German, not surprisingly.
Yeah, got the clues in the fact it's Dortmund, Mike. I don't actually see it on Prime. But I definitely saw it advertised. So if you go to Prime Video and you go to Free to Me... And then have a look through the sports sections. It must be in there somewhere. I saw it as an advert between two programmes, between two episodes of a programme. So I'm assuming it would be in the maybe Prime Originals or something. Where do people find time to watch all this TV from? Because, you know, I'm lucky if I get like 2 minutes. And I never, ever, even if I've got something on, I never actually sit down feet up and watch it. I'll have something else on at the same time. Oh, I won't mention the fact that The Good Fight's been promoted to me because that'll upset Tracy. But they're recommending the next series of The Good Fight. I wonder if there'll be another series of that or if that'll be the end of it now. First three series are here. Did I watch the third one? I think I did. It isn't saying there's a fourth one, though, but I thought there was. Well, if there is, then that's not on Prime at the moment. They should just put everything on there. It makes it easier. Even put the price up a couple of pound. But at least you could have access to stuff you want to see. Right. I'm up to the family Spotify. Elder and Pathfinder are both on WhatsApp. Yeah, as Paul says, Pathfinder's been there a while, but that is a good app. I do love that. I've also used Elderspot since forever. I think the update came out about 6 weeks ago for that. You get to share Prime and your best friend, since Mr. T also pays for Prime. You don't think Amazon should complain? No, I don't think they should. They show the next series exists, but they say video unavailable. I'm not even getting that at the moment. So I've got 1 to 3, and I think I've watched all of those. I just work on the principle it'll come on there in the end. And if they haven't got it, then Now TV will have. I'm thinking of having a holiday on that one at the moment, because there's nothing new. I think all the series that I'd like to see, like Station 19 and Grey's Anatomy, probably won't start until March, if at all. Oh, Simon's been tempted back to set up. Well, young Jonathan said that they were in talks with quite a few companies that would make it more worthwhile. My only problem is the license thing. So you purchased a third seat for your iPad. That makes it much more cost effective, Paul. I think they really should have left that alone. And I think these last few apps that they've added would have seen it skyrocket. But when people read about the fact they've changed the price and they've not let people know, I mean, it was handled incredibly badly. It puts people off. It was their sharp practice that put me off it in the first place. I used an app of theirs, MacPaw. Can't remember which one it was, but I used one. And I got this email that said, we've started this thing called Setup. So I thought, okay. And it said, click here for more information. Well, what are you going to do if you don't know what it is? Click there for more information. So I did. And I read about it and I thought, no, not for me at the moment, because I've got most of the apps. I don't need any of the apps. 7 days later, I get a mail that says your 7-day trial has now expired. I thought, what 7-day trial? I never took a 7-day trial. Just by clicking that more information button, they had kickstarted the trial and I didn't. So if I'd have decided 3 weeks later, I'll take that trial. Well, you can think again, because you didn't get a trial. They started it the day you clicked the button. So I thought that was incredibly sharp practice and told them so. Then they changed the price and that kicked it off with everybody else. And I'm thinking at that point, that's the second time they've done something grossly stupid. But the grossly stupid always benefits them. And they really, really annoy users. Now, and then they put £5 or $5 a seat. And then when people kicked it off over that, they took the price down to $2.49. And I'm thinking at that stage, was that $1.25 for them and $1.25 for the pot, for the people who are providing the software, or was the $2.49 that they've reduced it by out of their pocket? Because if it was, that's profiteering. So that's three things that they did that I thought, you know, they act like a startup where they're 16 and greedy and they don't know any better. And I just think by this stage, it's been going long enough and they must get feedback like that. And, you know, if they don't get feedback, then put a poll out and ask people, because it reflects really, really badly that you are, in essence, trying to gouge 50% more out of people than you preferred to settle for. But that's just me. Two seats for 10 was about right, as far as I was concerned, for a desktop and a laptop. And then, of course, after that, you've got your iPad. And can you pay for a phone, Paul, or not? Because I'm thinking of apps like Ulysses that are on both and MindNode that are on both. Many aren't, like Scrivener. And I know they were in talks with Scrivener. But you never hear them talk about the iPhone. So that would have taken it up to 15, for you. I'd have had to have gone up to 20, wouldn't I? Because the 10 is for one and then 3 times 250. So 1750. I introduced you, did I? Excellent, excellent. Well, we're looking at that. Sneak peek, sneak peek. We're looking at all of the new features on Friday night on After Hours. And there are quite a few, and it's made it more usable. But I do love it. What makes it really beneficial to me, I'm unlikely many times to be looking for something where I don't know where it is. What I mean by that is, you know, all the Map Bites posters, they're in the Map Bites folder. But the reason that I have a saved search for it is simple. The saved search is so precise that I just open the saved search and put in a number and that's it. Once the number's in, it's done. So I don't have to start filtering down for the folder and filtering down for this and typing that in. I've got this saved thing, and you've got snippets and you've got templates, which are just fantastic. It really is a very, very good app. So Paul is hoping they don't encourage more developers to go exclusively subscription. I blame Apple for that. Apple have provided the platform to enable that to happen. And it's fine as long as people aren't gouging you. But I'll give you an example of something that's like, are you kidding? You know, we had the Tweetbot thing. We always have the Tweetbot thing, don't we? A Tweetbot was $12.99, I think. And people went mental. It was a one-off price. It wasn't a subscription. And people went mental. This is idiots who don't realise that developers have to eat. That money doesn't grow on trees. And developers have to eat. And, you know, I'd rather have a single payment of $12.99 where I know where I'm up to than a subscription of 99 pence. Now, I know that that would get me. I mean, that would for a start, that would cover about a year, wouldn't it? So it money-wise, it might be as broad as it's long. I just don't like the idea of a subscription. It feels like a commitment, whereas buying some software is like a one-off. But 99 pence or 99 cents for a month is not bad at all for that app. But I'll give you an example of one that is just criminal. It was an app that I'd bought, and it not only was it criminal, it was the way they went about it, utilising what Apple had provided. So I blamed Apple for being like the pusher on this. There was an app, so we'll call it App X. All it did was, it was a recorder app. So like the voice memos, but it had a little bit more in the way of management. And it was a one-off, well, actually it was free if you wanted ads. If you wanted to get rid of the ads, there was a one-off payment. I willingly paid it. I took the pro version. Right, we move forward. There is an update out to App X. Now, they can do that in one of two ways. They can either leave the old version there and bring out App X, the new version, or they can replace the app that's there with the new version and give it you free. And that was what they decided to do. Right, so follow along here. I bought an app. I've got the pro version. There is a new version out. The update is free. Because the update is free, you go to your updates and you click update all apps, and it updates all the apps. You then go into the app that you have purchased to find out that yes, they have indeed given you a free update. But the new one has an in-app purchase. If you do not purchase that, you lose access to features that you had in the last one that they've just overwritten. And that is perfectly legal, and Apple approve of that. And the idea was of the free version with the in-app purchase was to give you a free trial. But if it's a free app, if the update, so version 3 to version 4 is, version 4 is free, it will overwrite your version 3 and take with it your in-app purchase. And I looked at this and I thought, you've got to be kidding me. I cannot update all the apps on certain devices if I want to keep this old version. And it keeps mithering me. And as I was explaining it to Mike, Mike's like, but they can't do that. I said, they can, and this is how they do it. It is the same app. Now, other companies don't do that. So something like, I think, who didn't do that? Mind No, margin note. Margin note have version 1 available, version 2 available, and version 3. And if you paid for the in-app purchase, you can still download version 1, version 2, or version 3. But if you did like an in-app purchase in version 2 and you want to try version 3, it's a separate download. It's still free, but it's a separate download. So you can always go back to version 2 and think, you know, not yet. Or I don't want to pay for it yet. So I've got the free version of version 3, but I've got the in-app purchase version of version 2. Now, who's pushing all this stuff and providing just enough options to confuse the market and developers by the look of it, but not enough in a clear enough way that it's like, that's a free trial. It's 30 days. At the end of that, you either buy or you don't. Apparently, oh, no, no, we can't provide a free trial. So what we've had to do, and it's an in-app purchase, and oh, and you're like, oh, please shoot me now. It's just too complicated. And then a developer does that. And you can't then roll back to the version that you had the in-app purchase from. It's criminal. Criminal. Still on the fence over setup. We'll probably have a look in a couple of months when in the new house and can't afford it. You have to do without something else, Pete. Do the kids need feeding? Just wondering. Kim updates regularly, but hates subscriptions. Might forget to cancel as they don't always tell you. Exactly. Exactly. PDF expert. No. They brought out an in-app purchase. This was 18 months ago. It was exorbitant. It was £52 a year. I know that's less than a coffee a week, but I don't drink coffee. Therefore, for what you got...
Do you want to go and empty?
Is she on the shuffle?
Come on, then.
Oh, yes, Daddy. Let's go in the garden, Daddy. Oh, what a fantastic idea, Father. And off she toddles. So PDF Expert put this in-app purchase in there. And it was things like, one was something to do with scanning. Now, I had Scanner Pro, so I didn't need that. But then they took out, when they put in this exorbitant £52 a year subscription, they took out the link between the scanner app and PDF Expert, so I wasn't pleased with them either. The other thing they did that was criminal was they did A-B testing. I'm assuming you know what A-B testing is. It's when they basically provide two different offers to different people. So I went in and I'm looking at this thing and Mike got quoted £52 and I got quoted 10. And there we are taking screenshots with like, really? I mean, that's terrible. You know, a couple of pounds difference, but not £42 difference on the same thing. That was obscene. So PDF Expert, I don't have the pro version on, or I don't have the in-app purchase version on my devices. But, you know, that's not proved too problematic at the moment, has it? Because, you know, I'd use that when I'm out of the house. So other than that, I'd be working on the Mac version anyway. But it shows you that that's the way they're going. And if they have some kind of cross-platform thing, which, again, Apple have enabled them to do. So you could have an app and you could make one purchase and it could work on your iPad, your phone and your desktop. It stops you, or at least dissuades you, buying outside the App Store, because then you'd have to pay twice. So the things that Apple have enabled, all the stuff that they've brought in, has just enabled people to have very sharp practice like Tracy has. Like Tracy mentions, you'd think that kind of sharp practice would be illegal, but sadly it's not. It actually feels like it's encouraged by Apple, because Apple have not built in a 30-day trial. They are leaving that to the developers to deploy in any way they choose. And if they deploy it in terms of, well, you can have a trial, but then it automatically goes to a subscription and you can't cancel it and all the rest of it, it's a nightmare. It is very poor. And I think companies like SetApp and PDF Expert should know better. And if they don't, then I just won't buy it. So I didn't bother. You're right, you don't need three kids. No, two's enough, Pete. You're okay. And if you swap the other one for a SetApp subscription, you know, all your tech friends would totally understand. Don't see you getting it past Mrs. Pete quite so easily, though. could you merge two kids into one? You wouldn't happen to have twins by any chance, would you? That you just buy one of everything and then have them share. Oh, it's like dogs. Dogs are very expensive. Mm. Half our tech budget goes on Lola. Luckily, she's lovely. Great custom tool. That's right, it was. I mean, that was ridiculous. You know, put your favourite functions on a toolbar. Really? Another one a lot of them throw in for a subscription, changing the app icon. I'm like, really? You know, unless it's really offensive, you know, and it wouldn't be in their interest to have an app icon that's really offensive. I'm really not bothered. I'm not in the business of, I'll change that from purple to green. I don't care. I don't know what the app does. I don't care. Oh. Acronyms are now considered a part of white supremacy in San Francisco. I must admit, I'm at the point where I'm not saying anything to anybody in case I say the wrong thing. I would not mean any harm by it. But like we said yesterday with the LGBTQ plus thing, I might miss a letter and offend somebody. And I wouldn't mean anything by it at all. But I've got to be very careful about that. Tracy just swaps a PDF pen for anything that PDF expert won't do. My PDF pen, I think, was version 2. It was a long, long time ago. Couldn't be doing with the interface. It never seemed to catch up. But I've got Acrobat, so I don't really need to worry. Acrobat will do everything. It just looks like Fisher-Price designed it. The interface on the Mac screams, I was designed for an iPad. And you've just got that thing of, I'll just reach out. No, you won't touch it because it won't respond. It does. It just looks like it's done on an iPad. Now, many, many professional users have screamed at Adobe. I'm in a group for Adobe professionals. And this is one of them. She is renowned in the InDesign space. And she vented one day. She had to work with Acrobat for some particular reason. And she let rip. This isn't right and that isn't right. It looks like the interface was designed to be used by a 3-year-old with a crayon. And I thought, yep, she's spot on. And all the people that came back with, yep. And yet they've not done anything about it. It's awful. I would use the old one in preference to this one. I use it for things like putting page numbers on and Bates numbering and things like that, that are only available in there. I can't understand some of the omissions from PDF Expert. And they've been saying for at least 18 months, we're working on a completely new version. We're working on a completely new version. And at first I was like, good, great, we'll see it. And now I'm like, take your time. Because as soon as they do, it'll be subscription. You can guarantee it. Heard it first here, 2nd of February. Betcha. Pete, get one Twitter around really fast and make it look like there's still two. Neither look similar enough for that to work. Oh, darn it. Oh, Pete. Never mind. Decent interface. That's why you generally use PDF Expert. Don't have access to Acrobat. No, you don't really need Acrobat. There were times a few years ago Acrobat had a few tricks that the others didn't. But now, I think if you've got a 2 or 3 to go at, you've probably got enough. Good night, Pete. Oh, the bedtime routine. See you in a couple of hours then, Pete. Don't want to go to bed, Daddy. It's what Lola was like last night. Mike stroking her head going, you are feeling sleepy. Thought, that'll never work with Maya. It's not going to work with Lola. Oh, dear. Yes, PDFs. I just wish there was one app that did it all. And I would like to think that PDF Expert would get there. But, you know, they are dabbling with subscription. And I think they have to be quite careful. Because when you look what you get from Microsoft for a subscription, I'm going to have to put my Office card thing on the account. I think it runs out the 20th, somewhere between the 18th and the 20th of February. But I always buy it either in the Black Friday sales or the Christmas sales. So literally I'm paying like £44 for Office and all that space. And then something comes along like Fantastical and think that they're worth £38.99 a year. And I'm thinking, just a minute, you're like £4 or £5 off what I pay for the entire Office suite. You know, if that subscription was $19.99 a year for Fantastical, I'd probably pay it. But everything's going subscription and it's very, very, very depressing. It's not that we can't pay it, but just like Kim, it's one more thing to manage. You know, I could think, oh, I'll cancel that when it comes round and then either miss the email or it's something else for me to track. And I mean, I built a subscription tracker just like, you know, I've got Notion, so I'll put my subscriptions in it. Frightened myself to death. I think at the last count, it was expensive. I think I worked it out per month. Let's see if I've got it there. Subscription tracker. And I doubt it would even have anything. It would have everything on it because I probably haven't added some stuff to it. Let's have a look. Yeah, some of this doesn't have an amount in it. So what's in it with an amount is things like Drafts Bear, Day One, Ulysses, Creative Cloud, Wirecast, Parallels, LinkedIn Learning, Envato Elements, iCloud subscription for me, not Mike. Google Drive for me, not Mike. Dropbox for me, not Mike. Notion, that's for the pair of us. Now TV subscription. Spotify. Hootsuite. Seabox. And Amazon Photos. And the monthly cost, this is the monthly cost for that little lot, comes to £167 and a penny. The annual cost is £2,004.13. That is why I do not want to add anything else to it. Let's just say that. I mean, there are more to go on that. What I haven't included is Evernote, Amazon Prime, iThemes. iThemes is eye-watering. Aweber, which is where we have our mail. 1Password, some plugins we've got. I haven't included YouTube Premium. That is bad news. I could probably get that up to easy 2,500 a year, if not more. So already got enough. Don't need any more. So Tracy just says bed to Piddlepooch. She goes to a cushion and doesn't bother anyone till the morning. She's normally okay. I think at the moment she could have a heat spot or something. And she's like, she wants to be where she wants to be. So she either wants to be somewhere warm or somewhere cool, depending on what her mood is. She's a good sleeper when she's asleep and she doesn't bother you during the day. Today she's been in here with me where I can keep an eye on her, make sure she's okay. She's been absolutely fine, not a peep out of her. We had the biscuits and she was fine. That was a lunch snack. She could hear Daddy next door and she was like her head was going from side to side. But then she decided that Excel was very dull and boring and she would just sleep instead. She was fine. You track everything annually and put it including Prime. Yeah, and do need to put Prime in. I think it was because some of the things are annual and some of them are monthly. And it's like, how do you put that in Notion? And calculate everything and have some subtotals at the bottom. So I sorted out how, and I've got renewal dates in there. That's another thing. Sometimes, most of these are yearly. There's only a few that are actually monthly. But I did actually manage to do it. So one of the things that's coming up is a subscription tracker. So I'll tidy it up and I'll fill the blanks in and then we can all have eye-watering things as we look at it. Oh, could any of them go? Probably not. I mean, I actually do know we've got Wirecast, but we've also got Ecamm Live. And we got a subscription for both. In fact, we've got three. I've got one, and then Mike's got one for Ecamm. And then we've got Wirecast, which is mine. So, yeah, this is frightening looking at this. And there's another one that's difficult, S3. How can we do S3? It's monthly, but you can't really predict because it's based on usage. There's no need to thump the door like that, is the girl? She okay?
She's fine.
Just being crazy.
Yes.
Ah.
Trying to get her in here and she wanted to go next door.
A new Mac every year. Price of a new Mac. Do you switch off any? I have done from time to time, yes. Like I did at one point have one in Apple and I cancelled that. And it's interesting that you go into Apple, it shows you all your active subscriptions. I mean, it's not in your face. That's the thing. You've got to go and find it. And then it tells you what you've turned off at the bottom. So that was actually quite useful. It's more things that you forget, that you just forget that you've got it. I mean, if you added everything religiously to this subscription tracker, you wouldn't. Another way to do it, I guess, is to check that it's in the subscription tracker and check that it's up to date as soon as you add something. That would probably do it. Whereas with this, half of it was added in retrospect. You know, I've got Notion, I might as well try and build a subscription tracker. I wonder what subscriptions I've got. And I put it in like that. So I will have to revisit this before I share it with you. Make sure it all adds up. I have got monthly costs and yearly costs, irrespective of whether the billing is yearly or monthly. So I did actually manage to do that. Can't remember how I built the function for it. If the property status is cancelled and if this billing is yearly, then divide it by this, otherwise divide it by something else, basically, which I can explain if and when we cover it. But for before that, we've got the learning management system, which has just resulted in a session with Mike and I debating it in Jamboard, didn't we?
We did.
We used to use an app called Desktop Scribble, and it's a fantastic app. But it's as old as the hills, and I don't think it's seen an update in years. It's not vector-based, and it's not shareable. So we Jamboarded it. We did contemplate whiteboarding it, Microsoft whiteboarding it, but neither of us think that's available in a browser. Now we'll have to go and find out if it is. Oh, Kim needs to put it in her Notion wiki. Indeed you do. Indeed you do. You could put your subscription tracker in there. Mine lives on my flight deck at the moment. Not shared with Mike because his eyes had bleed. But it will need to be shared, obviously, so Mike can see it. So probably will end up in the wiki. You're quite right. So we'll head off and resume our Jamboarding and talk with you again tomorrow. Hump day, as we call it here, midweek. She's either licking a foot or she's eating that treat.
She's licking a foot.
Well, if she wants to lick a foot, she's allowed to lick a foot. There you go. So we'll see what tomorrow brings. Hopefully a better day than today, because, you know, I'm still quite upset over Captain Tom. He was a beacon of light during last year. It's so, so, so sad. I'm glad he had a good year, though. So we'll be back with you tomorrow. Jamboard is from Google. It was covered on After Hours. I'll find when and tell you tomorrow, Tracy. It's a whiteboard, virtual whiteboard that you can share and collaborate on in a browser. It's really good. So we covered Jamboard and we did Microsoft Whiteboard. Obviously, both of them have been updated quite a bit since then. So we'll have a look, see what's different, and maybe do another session if it's different enough. There you go. But other than that, I'm going to say goodbye from me.
And goodbye from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.